Sunday the 22nd of August, Yud Beis Elul, Rabbi Yossi David, Birchas HaGomel.
If we thought there's no connection between HaGomel and Elul, you should know I found great connection between HaGomel and Elul. There's an interesting brocha, which is brought in Gemara and Brochas and Daf Nuntes Samach, I can't remember. It is brought in Shulchan Aruch and Esh Rafei in regards of someone who doesn't see his friend more than 30 days. So he says, Shechionu. So we'll see whether the minig applies today as well or not. And if you don't see him for more than 12 months, if you're going for a long holiday, yeah, then it's a bochum echay amazim. Sounds strange, yeah? So, I saw that the Tosfos already brings on the spot, he brings that Shechionu, you only say on someone, Shechaviv halav arbe, someone who you really love, someone you really like, yeah? And that makes it a bit problematic, yeah? Why? The Pele Yoed, the Blazer Papo, who wrote a book, Chesed La'alofim, on Orachaim, he writes that nowadays the minhag is not to say Shechionu when you meet your friend. Why? Because, unfortunately, we are a bit corrupt. Unfortunately, people always have a clue a bit over. You always love someone else because you need him, or because he's done something to you. So real ahava, real love for each other, we are lacking. Now he said this roughly 150 years ago. What should we say today? It's very, it's frightening. However, the second section of the Salacha, the Mechai Amazing part of it, that's what I want to Nogia to Elul, very much Nogia to Elul. So the Mephoshim asked, what's room for Mechai Amazing to make on your friend after 12 months? You said, but Yishchai writes, not to say because Alila died to people, you say Mechai Amesim with someone else, you faint, you're in a shock. What are you saying on me? Mechai Amesim. What was I dead? Anyway, Pshat in the Gemara is, En Amet Nishkach Min Alev, Elachai Bet Chodesh, yet it's 12 months, so therefore you haven't seen your friend for 12 months, but the Maharsha and the Mishneh Berurah, very rarely brings the Maharsha in his Mishneh Berurah, yeah? And here he brings the Chidush HaGodos of the Maharsha. And he explains that the reason why we make Mechai Amesim when we meet our friend after 12 months is because surely if 12 months have passed, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur has passed. And Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, people are hanging between Chaim and Sifre Amesim, and you don't know, you're hanging about. And therefore, if you see a friend and he managed to survive through Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, there's Mechai Amesim. He was really hanging. Nice chat, the Marshal says. Wonderful. But the pachad. Two things. It's a pachad. Not people should say themselves, you say. First of all, let's understand the Marshal. You should know it's a pachad. We should approach Yom HaDin in such a. Literally, a person can say Mechai Amesim after he passes Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. You don't know what you're going in for. Yeah? And if you see a friend after Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you can say Mechai Amesim to the Marshal. Well, the question which he's asking is, every person should be saying on himself Mechai Amesim after Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, not his friend on him, his chad on him. So I thought, after we patter it in the Maariv of Mechai Yom Kippur, yeah, when you say Mechai Amesim in Shmona Esther, we have in mind, people should have in mind, also Mechai Amesim for Manish to, you know, survive over the fast. Yeah, survive with Yom Kippur, survive with Rosh Hashanah. But
what do you say after
the Maharsha says you should say Mechai Amesim. Why? Because if 12 months has passed, surely Rosh Hashanah. Yes. So maybe each one of us should get up after Yom Kippur and say Mechai Amesim. Yeah. We managed to survive through, not our Chavos to say fast. But the stronger question. Good point. But the Makon to Maharsha, it's in that, it's when you fast Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you can say, I don't know, really you've got a good point in the Maharsha. Because to know whether you've succeeded or not, you have to wait until the year completes. However, the Maharsha seems to say it's already enough of a reason.
That's why
it's 12 months. Yeah, but 12 months is only Rosh Hashanah pass. I mean, previous Rosh Hashanah.
No, during the year.
Yeah, but he says you have to wait until the end of the year.
That's right.
So in the middle of the year, you meet your friend at Pesach time. So the you have to wait until, just to make sure he's really safe. Anyway. En meshivin al adoshan. Chidush HaGodos of the Maharsha, yeah? But the Mishnah brings it l'alach. Brings it as a reasoning to why we say Mechai Amesim. But my question is stronger than that. And that's correct to the Agoyman. Mechai Amesim, perhaps not. Perhaps we pat it in Shmona Esra or Mechai Amesim. But what about Agoyman? Agoyman, what are we saying? Aren't we Chayovim? aren't we people who ask Rachmi for Kodesh Baruch Hu? Shouldn't we stand on Moitzi and Kippur and everyone in the queue the next time there's a Sefer Torah out and say, Agoyimel Yishon Shel Ben Shagoyimel? Don't know. Maybe through the Orach HaShulchan, which we'll mention soon, we'll put some order to these brachas about when do we make for Nes, when we make for Agoymel, and when is Nisim Shebechol Yomim, which we bench HaKadosh Baruch Hu by Moedim at Shmona Esra every time.
You say every day the Elokai Nishomo also, right?
Yeah. Machazin Nishomo, you're right. Could we pass it to that? Yeah, but Agoymel we don't.
No.
That's for Mechaya Meisim. Yeah? Anyway. So we're discussing today Birkas HaGoyimel. Sounds like Dashu Barabim. Many have spoken about this aloha about saying HaGoyimel when you're on a flight. Let's take a little few points in HaGoyimel, maybe share with you a bit of. So do we say HaGoyimel when you take a flight? Famous Shaila, which many people have, that nowadays, statistically, you don't have a look how many air accidents there are. Crossing the street, statistically, is more dangerous than flying on a plane. However, Minhag HaOlam seems to be, that no one doubts it. They wait to come back just to get a Aliyah, to say HaGoyimel, to bench HaGoyimel. In fact, they've got a chance to get an Aliyah. It's not the opposite. Yeah? To say HaGoyimel. Only after planes were manufactured, were invented, yeah, I think that the Ambassador is one of the first ones to clearly speak about, give you write a tshuva about flying on a plane. So the Ambassador, Minchas Yitzchak, has a tshuva in regards of flying from place to place, instead of traveling by car, traveling by train, traveling by ship. Do we say a goyimel or not? Now, the room for Sofik is here, a double one. We have to know that there's general machloikis in the Rishonim between the great Rivash who lived about 700 years ago, to other Rishonim, the Ramban, as to whether you say and Abu Dirham and a few other Rishonim, whether you say HaGoyimel only for what the Gemara says. And the Gemara says, Arba'at Tzichim Leodot. Only four people. And we know when the Gemara says a number, it literally means a number. And I'm looking at the Oruch in Erech Arba'a, he makes the whole discussion about HaGoyimel. It seems to be he holds that four is four. And who are the four? Someone who goes, Yordei Hayam Ba'oniyot, well, the Pasuk says in Tehillim Kuf Zayin, the one who goes with the Oseh Melacha B'Mayim Rabim, and you've got those people who go, Ta'u B'Midbar B'Shimon Darech, you go in the deserts, Oruch Hedrochim, and Chavush B'Bet Asurim, Chole Shenitrape. Those four say HaGoyimel.
Do you make a difference between a voluntary journey and
very good. Do we make a difference between someone putting himself in danger,
yes,
or just if the danger came upon him?
Yes.
So it seems to be even if you put yourself in danger. But who asked you to go by ship? Who asked you to travel from city to city?
You had to go through this.
Okay. I'll touch Bo Hashem. So the advice brings Koivitz, I don't know what Koivitz calls Hamaor, someone wrote a whole shtickel there. Not to say a goyimel if someone flies. Why? Because for the reason of Yordei Hayam Ba'oniyot, going in the sea, going in a ship, going in the waters, you don't have that. You're going above the air. Yeah? By the way, that poses the question of going under the tunnel. In the tunnel to France. We'll soon discuss that maybe. So you're going on a plane. Statistically, if you tell me, you'll follow the Rivash, which says that even if a miracle was done to you, yeah? You say a goyimel, but here statistically there's no danger in flying a plane. So he wants to say, especially according to the meaning of Ashkenaz and Tzarfat, which we'll soon talk about, you don't have to say HaGoyimel when you fly by a plane. And the advice brings that he heard from the Satmar Rebbe to say HaGoyimel. Didn't explain why, but it says the meaning is to say HaGoyimel, and he heard B'Shem Admur HaKadosh Misatmar Rebbe Kvod Kedusha Admur Misatmar to say HaGoyimel even on flights.
With Brocha?
With the Brocha, obviously, yeah. La Brocha you can say. Oh. And the advice brings in the same tshuva, B'Shem the Rebbe of Belz. Yeah, in the second half. And he writes, the Rebbe of Belz writes, the old Friedrich Rebbe of Belz, yeah, that he told his Hasidim to say HaGoyimel without Shem Malchus, not to say HaGoyimel on a flight. And the advice seems to be sides like him. Yeah, although he was quite Mekurov to Satmar, But he gives the whole explanation to the Belzer Rebbe as to why not to say Hagoyimel. And he writes that Hagoyimel was a takana which was not because statistically it's less dangerous to go by plane. The Rambam writes, on the contrary, going by plane is a bigger danger. But the difference is that you could have chosen going by train, you could have chosen to go by ship, and you chose to take that super danger, he calls it, of going by plane, so you put yourself in danger. We don't find a chazal or mesakin for a person who puts himself in danger, and extra dangers, to say a goyim. So therefore he seems to decide that you don't say a goyim. Now, if you think about it, and I brought the Orach HaShulchan a bit to base the svara. You have to understand, the Orach HaShulchan, when he starts the siman, he usually explains quite well. He goes through the sugis of the Gemara. That's what's beautiful to look at the Orach HaShulchan. When you want to go background to the halacha, you see he brings the whole sugya, and the Orach HaShulchan says, what's chat on some miracles we say, Shosan Ines B'Mokam Azeh, some are goymel, some we don't say at all. So he categorizes it to three different categories, says Orach HaShulchan. One category is extreme, a miracle, negativa, against nature. For that, there's no agreement. For that, there's both shasal ines b'mokom hazeh. There was no takona to make agreement on such a missing. There's the other side, extreme. Yisrach Hashem imanu et erev aboker v'tzaoraim. We've got nisim and koshvohu constantly making teva as a nes. The fact that we live, how sophisticated our bodies are, we should be saying agreement every few seconds. But the problem is, Chazal won't be talking to do so. That we rely on the brachos which Chazal will be talking every morning to make. And that covers everything, what we say every day. And we say Bamoidim and Shmona Esra, and that covers that. There's something in between, says the Orach HaShulchan. Something in between an extremeness to teva. What it is, if you put yourself in a place where the place is a dangerous place, but you know how to overcome that danger, you know how to protect yourself from that danger. I'm explaining. Maybe if you look back at the Orach HaShulchan, you won't find exactly what he... This is not what he's saying. Maybe I'm adding on a few of this, so it's my achrayis. Yeah, if any mistakes come out, it's mine, it's not his. So there's something in between. You put yourself in a place where that place which you are is a dangerous place. However, you go with a lot of protection. Yeah? You build yourself a beautiful boat, a ship, that even if there be hard winds, you go through it. But if Chas v'Shalom you'd fall into the waters is a dangerous place. You go to the desert, on Chemit Barot, you can go with a shayara of 100 people. 1,000 people together. Am Yisrael went Shishi Riba. But if you would have been alone in that place would have been a dangerous place. So it could be that this is what Chazal was saying. Hagoyimel demand it on the place which you are, even though you make tatzdiki, you make sophisticated equipment to go with, and nothing will happen to you, but the place which you are is a place of danger. If that's the case, we can go to flights now. If you think about it, when someone flies a plane, yeah, originally I used to think maybe because of Chomosh Beis Asurim, it's a big scholar to say someone is in prison should say Hagoyimel even if there's no danger to his life. Why? Because he's not free to do what he wants. We'll soon discuss that. Therefore, on a plane, once you're locked in, once they're this, and you're flying out, but you want to go out for a cigarette, you want to go out to something, you're lost, you're locked in. You're being controlled now. You're not yourself. We'll soon see about this, yeah? But then I said, maybe it's a week because you're getting into a machlokes in the Mogen Avraham, where you have to have a danger in the prison of Sakos the forces or not. However, according to what we're saying now, we can understand, Efsha, if someone flies a plane, if you get off from the plane at that moment in the air is a dangerous place. There's no chance for survival. So yes, you went on a beautiful boat, airboat, what they call it, airship, yeah, an aeroplane. So therefore you go, well, you're well protected, you go with good pilots, and statistics everything is good, but if you'd have to get off here, there's no chance of survival. For such a thing, you can say agreement. According to this, if you can say agreement, and Ben is the minag of the Ha'ilam, I don't think anybody doubts him, but just gets up with it, apart from Belz, he said, no? Belz stick to what the Rebbe said, and they don't say agreement with Shem Malchus. And I, if you look at the Tshuva Dam Vais, seems to be besides the Rebbe Medrash, because he explains the reason both down there. Now, if talking about a prison, yeah,
because it's over the sea, because if you fly over,
that's why I solved that problem as well. Even if you did go over the sea, but the fact is similar to the situation of the sea is the air. So Chazal, he said at the time of the Gemara brings an Eruv, someone goes b'shem, flies. There's no such thing as flying. But if you learn Tzigel Yoreh, the Chazal would have said, also I'm flying you, you should say, because the situation which you're in is pretty similar to the situation which you're by going in the desert. So therefore... But then you go into the problem. Yam is mamish on the yam. Who says that you make on a plate? And that gives us into a question of the tunnel underneath, going to France underneath this. Now, really, I heard that they dug 3 tunnels, no? By mistake, or not by mistake, but there's about 3 tunnels. Yeah, because they didn't meet each other, so they went all the way through, they built the third one. So apparently, what would happen if it gets stuck in the middle? It happens. I heard there was an accident right at the beginning, but not since then there was no accident.
No, in the tunnel?
In the tunnel. There was a fire once. There was a fire once. A few times. Well, no, when it breaks down, my question is, what have I never been? So,
that's why the second tunnel.
Yeah, so there's a middle tunnel apparently, which the rescue service can come straight away and rescue everyone. You can even, technically, you can walk back. Yeah, it'll take you a bit long. But there's no danger. There's no dangerous animals. There's no dangerous people. There's no dangerous listing. So, mitzad going under the tunnel, really, you're not putting yourself in a place of danger. So mitzad out of a going, I don't think you can say a going, our swara won't apply there. But anyway, just a side issue. About sitting in prison, something interesting. Chobosh bebeis asurim, yeah? So you'd think the chobosh means... Sakonos nefoshos. Now someone sits in prison, he doesn't know what can do to him anything. Yeah? And Be'emes Magen Avraham holds the gat. But when we say chavush bebet asurim, it's not al iske momon. It's al iske nefoshos. Where you've got a doubt that the chas v'sholom that you get killed. So therefore, when you come out, you have to say a goyimim. However, most acharinim in the Be'er Halacha seems to hold the gat. If you look at it, hold it not like that. And Be'er Yosef says, what's the svara? Being concerned the rimegash goes back to Eliyahu Shevim. It says when a person is put in prison, he's no moishel benafsho. It's Musa Haskel. They're taking self-control away from you. You're not in control of yourself. You've been told when to get up in the morning. You've been told how to do it, when to eat, when to do this. You can't do what you want. When a person can't do what he wants, you were born to be free. You were born to do what you're supposed to do, what you want to do, yeah? The b'chira chavim, you take that b'chira away from you, you become like an animal. You become not subhuman. You're not human anymore. And I've heard that from, unfortunately, from people who told me the worst feeling was not the fact that the way they were treated, the way they were mistreated, it was the fact, the idea of just thinking that you haven't got your mobile phone with you, and you can't speak whenever you want on the phone, and you can't do what you like, and you're told when you're going to drink, and when you're going to eat. So even though he... Sorry?
Put in prison for nothing.
Sorry? Ah, okay. Good point. Good point. I tell you a chiddush which the Chiddush brings. The Chiddush brings in Le David Emet, he's got a sefer Le David Emet, he brings a greater chiddush. He says, even if you had a choice to bail yourself out from prison, you could have paid money. And you chose not to bail yourself out, because money is more. As he said, like Gemara says, "V'chol madecha, v'chol nafshecha." There's some people at the moment is more chavi than nefesh. Even if you chose that, if you're on a court to go and sit in prison not to pay your money, the fact that you were in prison and you were locked up and you couldn't do what you want to tell you, sir. I parked my car on Shabbos. I parked it somewhere, and the gates of that place were locked, and I haven't got my car until now. And I feel like mamish in prison. I can't go wherever I want. I need to go. If Laalena they would have put me in prison. Eno Moishel Benafsho. You're not in control.
The same in the plane, you're losing your control.
I thought of that swara, but then you go and say, you're right, there's a swara like that. But there you can say, you can walk around, you can shout to the students, you can move yourself. In the prison, you can't even do that. Yeah? So you're a bit more free. Yeah? And it's first class, it's business, you're not that in a prison. Huh? Yeah. So that's in regards of Beis Asurim. It seems to me Allah Almighty, many persons will just make it. Now, how long must he sit in prison or not? I couldn't just swear even if he sit for a day. If taken out, he's not in control. I know people who've been taken in. In fact, it's more unpleasant if you're in. They put you with criminals when they stop you before they clarify what your state is. Apparently, they put you with all the biggest mishugoyim in the world, dangerous people as well. But anyway, however, the meaning seems to be that they say a goyimel for such situations. Now, another interesting issue about women saying a goyimel. Women,
yeah.
Do they say a goyimel or do they say a goyimel? Don't find women saying a goyimel. By that's why the shushud is very common that you hear from the Ezra Snoshim in the middle of Kesset, not Kesset, between the Aliyahs. A woman wants to say a goyim, she says a goyim aloud, and everybody answers. Yeah? Sorry? I don't know what the minhag is here, but Mr. Burson is great. That's the story they're doing. Okay, that's another, the breeze and the dish. I'm not so sure that the breeze of women can say a goyim or not. Yeah? I think. Okay. I just want to point out to the Mishnah Berurah writes the Lord Nazi. The woman didn't have a minute to say a goyimel. He doesn't know why. And the Ocha Shulchan also said, Pele, he doesn't know why a woman doesn't say a goyimel. So he says, Efshu Mishum, which is Alochot Ketanos brings this, which is quite early, 150, 200 years ago. And he writes that probably a Lavu Achara. It's not there a cheretz for a woman to stand publicly in front of you. You have to be on the move, kalam, you have to do it in front of a minyan. So if it's not covered for a woman to come, she's a bit of a pele what's not covered, because the Gemara says clearly in Megillah that a woman can be part of the seven aliyahs on Shabbos, yeah? I'm not trying to introduce any new minhagim, don't get me wrong, yeah? The Gemara says, Aval isha lo tikra betzibur mipnei kvod hatzibur. Actually, that's the reason. It says a woman shouldn't read. By tzibo, because cover that tzibo. By the way, what's pshat in the Gemara mipnei cover that tzibo? I don't know. Shulchan Aruch brings the halacha, a woman can get up and get an aliyah, and presumably we also read. But mipnei cover that tzibo, she shouldn't. Now, cover that tzibo means because of her voice. I always wondered, why does it say call it Beisha Elva? You have to read with a tune.
No.
But, no? It's not a tune. Exactly. People know that the leaning is not a tune. Leaning is that the way you must say it, because people won't understand what you're saying. There's great literature timing, but it's not a tune. It's a tam. It gives a bit of taste to what you're trying to express. So it's not a tune. So why shouldn't a woman read Mipnei Kavod HaTzibur? So I saw a ritva connected to what it says Tavo Me'era on someone that a woman has to be moitzim and benching a woman or children. Seems to be, can you imagine there's a minion of men and all they can find is a woman to lay? It's embarrassing. That means the men don't have to lay. Tavo Me'era. The Gemara Bracha says about Birkas Hamazon, it's shameful to a man who needs his wife to be moitzim and benching. Yeah? So it seems to be a similar idea to that.
Was in charge of all the men.
Oh, so there's a few pshat. If you look at the Rav, let's bring it from Midrash. She used to sit behind the tree and she used to tell the Dayoni what to say. Whether she, Moshe Feinstein also has a tshuva where the woman can lecture in public. Yeah, so it seems to be according to the meaning of a goyimel. If a goyimel is what Max got to say, so surely she shouldn't lecture in public to men. Yeah, but I don't know. Look, but see the strength. Mishabur left it. Mishabur usually fights against minhagim mishdol, but when it comes to tznius, he leaves it. Even though it's a bracha, it's a chiyuv. Kotan toila. We should see a chasam sofer says tremendous things about. He's got a question. Do you say a goyimel at night? Do we say Benjamin Goyimel at night? Yeah, that's a good question. True, Simon and Nun Aleph. Why not? Because the Goyimel is, the Rosh brings, is Bimkom, Korban, Toda. And Korban Toda can only bring daytime. So therefore, Goyimel should only say daytime. So the Chasam Sofer has a long tshuva, and at the end of Maskama is that although he's got a big chiddush, the Chasam Sofer. If you look at the Pasuk, at the state of the Pasuk, yeah, al Psukim and Tehillim, you see the first three, Yod Hayam Ba'oniyot, Ba'goyim and Boz, is the last one on the list. And on that one, on the first three, it says, Viromemu Bikalham, Umoshal Zekenim Yalelu. Yeah, that's a goyimel, yeah? On the last one, it doesn't say that. It says, Vizvechu Zevechet Toda. You should be in Korban Toda. So seemingly, only the last one, if you go on a ship, it's true. That's why on the ship it's you're putting yourself into sakona. The rest of them is others making sakona to you. But anyway, so the first three he holds that they are mitzad. They're the benching of just after the chuban beis hamikdash. So they wanted they could bring a teida. Which is amazing, the wrong way. I'm not going to say the opposite. The first three are korban teida. The last one of Yod Hayam is only a goyimel. Just after the beis hamikdash was destroyed, and we can't bring korban teida. So all three we do instead of bringing korban teida. Yeah. However, the Chasam Sofer has a whole tshuva whether you should say a goyimel at night or not, and he writes in Maskana that although we compare it to korban teida, but not legamre. Yeah. That means it's not bimkom korban teida mamish, but it's kein korban teida. That means the rules go that whenever you have to bring korban teida, you should be, so therefore you can say a goyimel at night. That's what the Chasam Sofer held. Now, another interesting debate is, a bracha...
You can't say at night.
Chazon Shemesh said he could. And the story was that Talmid Chacham came and asked him this question. The Chazon Shemesh says that be careful. Why? Because if people don't know this halacha, they might misunderstand. So explain to them before that really Agoyim really don't have to say it's not. Explain to them the whole tshuva, the kids, the Chazon Shemesh says, and explain to them what you're doing. They shouldn't look at it as strange, because the minhag is the Ochos Chaim and the Tosfos brings the tshuva sefer to say it, because presumably that is the minyan obviously coming ahead, and there's also two talmidei chachamim usually when they bring on the sefer Torah. Yeah. So you've covered everything, so people will not understand. If you do it at night, they'll think you don't have to say it with 10 people. And, so therefore, explain yourself before you do it, but as maskana as you could. Do children under the mitzvah say agoyim or not? Yeah? What? Chinuch! Like everything else! Chinuch! Says the Marim Mintz, great issue. What's his issue? Says he's saying agomel chayavim tovot shegimarani kol tov. Now we all know that the child doesn't get punished for his own avirus. He's not a mitzvah yet. So he gets a verse of his father. So what, you're standing out publicly and saying, Agoyim lechayovim, my father's a chayov, he's a rosha. Agoyim lechayovim, it's not the acheretz. Your father's classified as a chayovim. So Maramin says, the minhag is not to say a brocha, a child under the mitzvah doesn't say a brocha. Now really, that's got to do with the brocha. If you look, there's a special brocha, which is both in the Midrash, not in the Gemara, and that's why some say Yudah Shem Malchus, although the Gaon is in the view, you should say Shem Malchus. When a child becomes a mitzvah, you say Baruch Shabtarani Ma'onish Shazeh. Yeah? So what do you say? The stoop shot even to there. The Shabur is only one, but the stoop shot into why you say Baruch Shabtarani Ma'onish Shazeh. So one pshat is that the father is responsible for the child's deeds, chinuch. He has to educate after the mitzvah, apparently, yeah? So therefore, if the kid behaves a bit wrong, then it's the child's achrayim, the father's achrayim. So he gets to the mitzvah, Baruch Shabtarani Ma'onish Shazeh. Yeah, it's not simple. You should know, chinuch is not a simple matter at all. Yeah? So therefore, you get up and say, another pshat of Baruch Shabtarani Ma'onish Shazeh is that we know that the father, yeah, the child doesn't get punished for himself, unless someone else. The child gets punished for the father's avirus. So when he gets bar mitzvah, the father declares, now if anything happens to the child, it's not because of me, it's his problem. It's not because of my avirus. So after bar mitzvah. So it seems to me my mitzvah is going with that pshat. With the worship time of the pshat. Anyway, the police can bring you. Don't make a shavu malchut because not mentioned the Gemara and the Bavli and the Yishalmi. It's only a medrash, although the Gaon argues with it. Now, what happens if a person forgets to say hagoyim or baal shuva? If the reason he had about 300 flights he took. Yeah, until he did tshuva, and all of a sudden he's got accumulated 300 agoimels. What's he do? 300 times he has to stand and say agoimel. So I found Mishpat Tzedek, Shmuel Garmizan, very early, over 300 years, he has got a shayla, and for him, he compares it to what the Shulchan Aruch brings about someone who goes to the bathroom. The Siach Daita Melatin Mayim Shuv, someone goes to the bathroom and comes out, and all of a sudden needs again, and he goes to the bathroom again. Then the Shulchan Aruch says, you should say it twice. And he says, why? Because they do. It's not because of anim. You're thanking Hashem. You have to thank Hashem once. You did it again. Thank Hashem twice. You have to thank every time. So therefore, by agreement, you should have to say every single time. The Achronim, they argue with the Shulchan Aruch, the Bach, and all the Achronim argue. And the Dina, Sofek Brochas Leakel, and therefore, we only make one and recover all of them. So therefore, seems to be that also by Hagoyimel it's like that, we should say one for all of it. Although, Hagoyimel may have a comparison to Korban Teida, and by Korban Teida you can't get away with one. You have to bring for every time a Korban. You can't get away. So either we'll say, you know what, that's Korban Teida, but when Hagoyimel is different, it's a Bachar Teido, it's not really like a net that you have to bring a Korban, you have to bring an animal, so you have to bring each one. That's an issue. Yeah, if we stop on time, then this is the time. Eventually, going off.